me now. Come with me now.
RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF. That's Radical American Wrestling Federation, in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My legendary co-host is here. Please welcome.
Yeah.
El Vacant, good evening, sir.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
I am wonderful. Thank you for. You notice I'm not wearing the toque anymore. The
yeah,
hair
I see
is
that.
Preferred.
I see that. It looks like it's coming back pretty nicely. That's
you mean,
wig,
it's back.
Not wig. It, is it?
No, pull. Go ahead, pull my hair.
All right, hold on here. Let me give you a yank here.
Not so fucking hurt.
Well, I had to make sure it wasn't like spirit gum, right?
Ah, it's not spirit gum. I told you. Just,
hold on, I got a few hairs that came with me. No, there's roots. This is real.
Oh, son of a.
You want these back?
Yes. Put them over. Otherwise, you'll be selling them on eBay. Anyway.
No, I'm going to.
No. All right, at any rate. Ow, God, I didn't want that damn roots out. All right. But at any rate, El Vacant, welcome. We are in Oklahoma City tonight. It's a balmy 27 degrees outside. But, I mean, we're further south than normal.
Yeah. Balmy. Yeah, okay. That's the word we're going to go.
Balmy.
With.
It's balmy outside. Balmy 27 degrees.
I mean, for who? An Eskimo? A polar bear, maybe?
Inuit is the
okay,
correct
there you go.
Term.
You're right. I'm sorry. Look, it's not one of the. I speak 17 languages. That's not one of them.
Right. Well, still, you know.
No, no. You're right.
Anywho,
you know. I get it.
Anyways, but with that being said, tomorrow Superstars will come to you live from the. What is it? The. Paycom Center here in Oklahoma City. It's going to be a great show. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But we got Love Hurts coming up in a little less than a month now, February 13th to be exact. That one is going to be a hell of a show, as we already know some of the major title matches for that card. Let's take a look at what they are. Simply the Best will defend the World Heavyweight Championship against DW, Diesel Warrior, in our main event. It'll be his second straight defense of the title against one of Unstoppable's strongest, toughest ladies. He defeated Tigress last month at Jingle Hell Rock. He now has to turn around and face DW at Love Hurts. Even though it's still a few weeks away, what are your initial thoughts about this matchup at Love Hurts?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to sell tickets.
I agree. I think DW, this could be DW's biggest match of her career, obviously.
This is not the first time she's gotten a shot at the title, is it?
I don't remember.
No, she had the shot against Griffith, didn't she?
Did she? Let's see. Griff, STB, Sheik. Yes. This is will actually be her second official shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. She did face Griff at Tropical Aggression in August. So, yes, this will be her second attempt at the World Heavyweight Championship, this time, though, against STB, who's, again, we'll see. He was complaining, not really complaining, but he's using the fact that we never predict him to win his match as a catalyst for inspiration to win his matches. So we will see what happens. But DW has been looking forward to this. She's been in this position on the verge of getting the shot many times. She's been in the top 10 almost consistently over the last year or so. So this could be it for DW. We find out at Love Hurts whether she can make that final leap.
Look, he may be upset using it as motivation, but I guess he's going to be even more motivated because, yet again, I'm not going to pick him. I think DW is going to not let this second chance at this title pass her by. You know, now she's got a shot against someone who isn't Griffith. And, you know, as I recall, that match was close. It wasn't like, you know, she got blown out of the water. She did really well. I think if she brings that tenacity to the ring against STB, we might hear an and new.
We might. You might. Absolutely might. Speaking of second chances, Deez will get his second consecutive chance at the Platinum Dragon Championship when he faces off with the title machine Mithras. He faced him at Jingle Hell Rock, was unable to defeat him with the Platinum Dragon Championship. Do you think the second time will be the charm for Deez?
Look, I don't honestly know. I got to say, I mean, whenever these two face each other, you know, we always talk about some of the big rivalries, but somehow we miss the fact that Deez and Mithras seem to match up actually quite a lot. And the matches are always extremely close and very fun to watch. I got to say, you know, they're so closely and evenly matched. I think I have to go with I'm going to go with Mithras just out of the, champion's advantage. But I don't know. It's super close. I mean, either one of those people could win that match depending on who shows up, right?
Exactly.
But I will tell you, it will be a match to watch because even on their like not great nights, they still have amazing fights.
Agreed. Absolutely agree. These two know each other very, very well. And so that one should be a great match for the Platinum Dragon Championship at Love Hurts. Looking forward to that. The unsettled Chris Cage will defend the national championship against Nightcrawler, who beat Joe Boo last week in their national title contender match. Much to Joe Boo's chagrin, Nightcrawler does get the next shot at the unsettled Chris Cage, who seems to be getting a lot of attention, not just from Joe Boo and NC, but others as well. People, Chris Cage is starting to get quite the target on his back as of late. Have you noticed that, El Hagan?
Yes, I have. I've noticed it very much. I'm wondering, if he notices it, though.
Yes, he does notice it. He actually made a comment to one of our interviewers about he doesn't understand why all of a sudden he's getting all this attention. But when you're first of all, you hold a title. That in itself, Chris Cage, will get you some attention. On the other hand, you're also a very dynamic personality. Is that a nice way of putting it? I think. Would you say?
That is a politic way of saying it, yes.
So, you know, Chris, you're starting to make – when you make a lot of noise in RAWF, you do start getting a target on your back. It is what it is, but you will defend the national title against Nightcrawler at Love Hurts. Midnight Hobo Championship. This one's going to be a good one, Awaken. Former tag team partners will go at it head-to-head. Mavel Hare will defend that Midnight Hobo Championship against her former tag team partner, Luke Cage. That one's got some hit. Those two have got some history. There's no doubt about it, and it all comes to a head at Love Hurts. What are your thoughts on Maeve versus Luke for that Midnight Hobo Championship?
I'm going to go with Maeve on this. I think, you know, she's proven that it doesn't matter if someone's bigger or stronger than her, that she's very good in the ring. She's hard to get your hands on, and all the strength in the world won't help you if you can't touch them.
All right. Well, you would know more about that than I would.
It's true. I can't seem to get my hands on her either. I mean...
FUBAR City Championship, moving right along. The Hawkster Bully will defend against the Irish icon, Marcus Conan. He's been on quite the roll as of late. Reigning Superstars Champion has been for a little bit now. As a matter of fact, I believe since mid-December, so almost a month. And so
I'm gonna say it's at least three or four defenses so far.
I believe it's two. I might be.
Oh, right, we had that week off.
Yeah. So Marcus will defend the title tomorrow, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But he's also going to be challenging the Hawkster Bully for the FUBAR City Championship. It was Nightcrawler. That's right. Seems like he had a shot at the FUBAR. Oh, yes. This will be his second opportunity at the FUBAR City, at Hawkster's FUBAR City Championship. He also faced him at Black Friday. So a lot of rematches here at Love Hurts. This one from Black Friday. You think Marcus, for him, the second time will be the charm against the Hawkster?
I do, actually. Look, I think we kind of slept on Larkus when he first came in. At least I feel like I did. I've been paying more attention. I got to say, I was pretty impressed, even with his, you know, loss at for the last time. I think he showed me something. He impressed me, and you know, and then you know this in his normal matches, I went back and watched some tape on him right after that match, and I have to say I was pretty impressed. So I think he's going to learn from the last match, and he's going to come in with a slightly different mindset, and I think that might be a problem for Austin.
Could be. We will find out in just a few weeks' time at Love Hurts. Wildfire will defend the Triple Crown Championship against this just moments ago, the Immortal Griffith defeating the Undertaker to get his spot into the Triple Crown Championship. Miss Beauté Fatale will also be there. So it'll be Wildfire, Miss Beauté Fatale, and the Immortal Griffith for the Triple Crown Championship at Love Hurts, a title Griff's never held. And to be fair, neither has Miss B. But talk to me about who you think will walk out as the Triple Crown champion.
Maja de Dios. Look, I feel really, really bad for both of those lovely, lovely ladies. He's been on a tear ever since he lost the world title. He's been literally pulling no punches. In fact, actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure since the pay-per-view, he has finished every single one of his matches with the Fist of the Immortal and just knocking people out. Like, he is not playing around. And when he when he came on there and told everyone that, you know, he sees everyone as just barriers in his way to STB, he meant it. And I feel really bad for anyone who has to face him right now.
I don't disagree with anything you just said. Wildfire and Miss B, they better be ready for a fight when the Immortal Griffith for the Triple Crown Championship at Love Hurts could be an interesting matchup. Kane the Governor will defend his Multimedia Championship against the Muze. The Muze. These two... you don't hear a lot from them, but they're tough as hell fighters, both of them. Kane's been a pretty solid Multimedia champion, but the Muze looking for his first RAWF gold. Who do you like between Kane and the Muze?
Again, I can never give the nod to a person who can't spell. So, I give him a hard time for that all the time. But I get what he's going for, the whole accent thing. Like, look, you know, your language actually still knows how to spell. In fact, like, it's literally your language. Kane has proven to be very resilient, and he has won every match I've said he was going to lose. Right? Guess we're going to see if he can do it again, because I'm calling for Muze on this one. I think Muze is an incredibly talented wrestler, I just think that I think this is one of the few moments he's really had to shine in RAWF, and I think he's going to try to make the most of it.
I agree. I think I think we win no matter who wins this match. I like them both, to tell you the truth. Although I will be extremely happy for the Muze if he gets his first gold in RAWF. Only other title match that is set is Killer Neptune defending the Champions Choice Championship against Nox Boogie. We heard the stipulations from Judgment last week. It was moves that you could only do with one arm. He can only, basically, Nox is going to have one arm to work with. But you know something? Nox Boogie knows Killer Neptune probably just as well as anybody else.
And that's a really big arm.
Yeah, it's a really big arm. He's a former world champion in RAWF. He's a Hall of Famer. And, if anybody can pull this upset, I'm almost thinking Nox Boogie has a pretty decent chance. Well, Killer's used to that.
I think this is the most realistic threat to that title we've seen him have ever.
But, of course, the usual stipulations of Killer being able to use defense and bag and Knox not being able to use those.
I don't think Knox's going to care.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. But at the same time, you know, that on its own is kind of hard to, get past. So we will see what happens. All right, so quickly, let's get to a couple of GM reports. I have Unstoppable Boss Tag Team Report here. Round 3 has just been posted. Hopefully, I will have the tags top 5 next week. That is your tags report from Unstoppable. All right, thank you, Unstoppable. Next up, we'll bring on our Powerball GM. He is... the chairman of RAWF, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Al Bacon.
Hola, senor. ¿Cómo está?
And how are you tonight, Mr. Chairman?
I am just fine, sir.
Oh, awesome.
As you know, we're entering a new period and a new year, and I posted sign-ups for Powerball a few days ago, and we have winning numbers already. They are 3, 16, and 23. And people that guessed at least one number and will be entered into a tournament are as follows: Strangleheart, Dez, The Hawkster Bully, Starlight, Liam O'Shaughnessy, Aaron McFadden, Crazy Mama, The Moose, Cassie Joe, Dev, the Irish Icon, Marcus Conan, Menzino, Mithras, Maeve O'Hare, V. Dizzle Jr., Uncle Frank, Killer Neptune, Denunzio, the Rider Johnny Blaze, Eva, and Marcus DeSade.
Holy cow! How many people is that?
21.
Well, good thing it's a long month. Cause that may be the most you've ever had, I think.
That's quite a few. They were on top of their game and at least guessed one number. I think I had one person guess two numbers.
Wow. All right. Well, so 21 people into the Powerball Contenders Tournament. Good thing, again, it is a long month because we still, you know, I don't know that a contenders tournament of that size that goes that long would have been done in almost any other period. But what's that?
You have to keep in mind it's a 3-day time limit.
True. Very true. All right. So that is your Powerball contendership list. Anything else to add to your report, Razor?
That's it for now.
All right. You might want to, I don't know, not want to say hide, but watch your back tonight.
Okay.
I can't tell you why at this very moment, but, let's just say somebody's back, and they're going to be here. That's all I'm going to say. We'll tell you about that later. All right. All right, so thank you, Razor. So those are our GM reports. The only thing else I can give you at this time is I know that 32-1 signups are done for this season of 32-1, and I believe the first round will start sometime this week, possibly even tomorrow. Other than that, don't have any other reports from our GMs tonight, so let's take a quick, brief look at some of the tournaments going on in RAWF right now. We just mentioned the Powerball Contendership Tournament. It just started. Biatch of the Month just started last night. Hatfield and McCoy just started a couple days ago, so we probably won't look at those right now. Extra Points Tournament is underway, but it is in round two right now, and still a lot to go there, still a lot of people going on. Let's take a look at the Christmas Party Tournament. There's a good one. Christmas Party Tournament. I'm going to say that's the right one. Cause,
You look at the right thing.
In the Christmas Party Tournament, we are in round three. Moving on to the quarterfinals are Wolfie, Johnny Blaze, and STB. We are waiting on Cassie Joe versus Starlight, Uncle Frank versus Kayla the Governess, and Killa Neptune versus Prince, Claymore versus Marquis de Sade, myself versus Nightcrawler. We're waiting on those matchups to end to move on to the quarterfinals of the Christmas Party Tournament. And then... let's see, Arsehole of the Month. We'll take a peek at that real quick. It's in round two. Moving on to round three are the Agent of Hate, Deez, Chris Cage, and Wolfie, Prince, The Moose, Dev, The Immortal Griffith, Dr. Kent, Aaron McFadden, Beast, Claymore, Big Papa, and Money Sue. Just waiting on a couple of matchups, one between Harold the Creep and Luke Cage, and another between Denzel the Giant and Izzy, to round out the round three matchups. And then, this is technically not a... we do have one result from Jingle Hell Rock I don't think we've mentioned, and that is the Candy Cane on a Pole Invitational Battle Royal, which was won by Denzel the Giant. So Denzel the Giant walked out with 500 wrestler bucks for himself. In second place was Marcus Conan. He got himself 100,000 coins. So congratulations to Denzel the Giant for winning this year, for winning the inaugural Candy Cane on a Pole Invitational Battle Royal this year. All right. So that's where we stand right now as far as tournaments go. I got the GM reports out of the way. Tomorrow's Superstars, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you, as we said, to the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City. The reigning Superstars champion, Marcus Conan, will defend the Superstars championship against the Paragon of Greatness. The first man, I do believe he was the first man to ever hold that title. So, although I can officially tell you that next week when I hopefully have the Superstars title history done, as I've been working on that for a while now.
That's
going to
take forever.
Oh, you aren't.
That's literally every week.
Literally every week for probably the last 5 years. So yes, I've got 2.5 years done. I've got all the way to May of 2018 done. So, and I'm working my way backwards. So, you know, I started with Marcus over Papa Shaker and am going backwards in time. So. It's going to get harder as I get into the more older Superstars matches, Superstars cards as well. So, but we're working on it. We'll see what happens. Try to get that done sometime this week. All right. So, with that being said, let's see here. Let's start off with Evokaru, if we would, from the reigning men's champion. Right now, he is in the middle of defending that title against STB. So whether he will be men's champion for Love Hurts is still up for debate, up for grabs. We will find out. But he had something he wanted to say. So let's go to Evokaru. Thanks to Evokaru.com, we get to hear from Denzel.
RAWF. This is your men's champion, Sarge Denzel, speaking. And I got something to say. So you better all listen. Actually, I got a confession to make. I'm gonna be honest with you all, but I'm not having fun anymore. As the Cosa Nostra turned into the greater good, I forced myself to be someone that I am not. I tried to adapt to my faction. I tried to be the good guy for once. And to be honest, it's not working well for me. You see, I used to be the giant. I used to make kids cry in the arenas. I used to look in the people's eyes and see nothing but fear in their eyes. But now, I'm just a jolly green joke. Some people think that I've gone soft, and I will not let this happen anymore. I'm sorry to the greater good, but if I have to leave them just to get back to my old self, then I will not hesitate to do so. RAWF fans, let me reintroduce myself.
Basically, what I got from that, El Vacant, he's no longer Sarge Denzel. He's back to being Denzel the Giant, and he has left the greater good. And with a new attitude, apparently he doesn't like being the Jolly Green Giant anymore. He wants to go back to being the monster that he was before he joined the greater good. So agree or disagree with what Denzel just did?
I actually kind of disagree. I mean, he was saying, like, yeah, we went soft on him. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Didn't he achieve all of the things that he's achieved in RAWF as Sarge? Like, he won the title as Sarge. He did, like I think he was actually much more successful with the greater good and with this new attitude than he was before. I don't know who's been in his ear or what he's been drinking, but I don't understand where he came to this conclusion.
Well, at the same time, he did say he wasn't having fun. And, you know, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then are you really, achieving all you can achieve?
I mean, I guess it depends on your point of view. If he just wants to go out there and have a good old time squashing people and being the giant, sure, go ahead. I actually consider having titles and wealth and fame pretty fun. Maybe it's me.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that he wasn't successful before joining the greater good as well. He held several titles before joining the greater good. But at the same time, you do have a point. It wasn't that he wasn't successful as a member of the greater good. So it is what it is. We will have to see where Denzel's path takes him now and find out if he's still the men's champion. Hopefully by next week we'll know whether he'll be defending that title at Love Hurts or not. So with that being said, we talked earlier about Marcus Conan. He's challenging for the FUBAR City Championship. He'll be defending his Superstar title tomorrow against the Paragon of Greatness. Did I already mention that? I think I did. If not, then surprise! That is his opponent tomorrow. It'll be Marcus Conan defending the Superstar title against the Paragon of Greatness. But also on top of all that, Marcus has appeared to have found a new friend, if you will, in a newcomer who just joined RAWF. Let's talk to the Irish icon now. Please welcome we
can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. But it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Conan, the reigning Superstars champion, is here. Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening. Good evening, Al Vacant, as well.
Hola, senor. It's been a while. How have you been?
It certainly has been a while. I do apologize if I sound a bit stuffy. That is because,
you don't have COVID, do you?
Larry is the reason for that. He thought that... we've been doing some training, you see, and as part of his little regime, which I'm sure we'll get into, he's decided that part of endurance training is to shove me into the frozen food section of Iceland and leave me there. And so I'm a bit sort of still recovering from that, but it's fine. I should be fine. I'm not worried at all about not being completely well to face Paragon tomorrow. That's definitely not on my mind at all.
You're tougher than that.
So let's first of all, we'll get to Larry. We'll talk a little bit more about Larry here in just a bit. But let's talk about Love Hurts, which is a few weeks away. Wow. Getting your second opportunity at the Hawkster and his FUBAR City Championship. Is it possible? I guess I could bring Larry in on this. Is it possible this training is going to be to your benefit going into that FUBAR City Championship from what Larry's been, quote-unquote, putting you through?
Well, I'm certainly hoping so. That's the goal, at least, anyway. Obviously, when I came in to Black Friday, I underestimated Hawkster and cost me dearly. I didn't prepare. As I said, I underestimated him as the weak link of TNE. And, well, he went home with a belt and I didn't. There's nothing really more to say on that necessarily. But with this new training, with this new mindset, things will be different. And I've got plenty of time to prepare. I've got plenty of time to receive that training. This strong style, as Larry has so put it, and by that time that the 13th rolls around, I will be mentally, physically, and spiritually ready to finally dethrone the Hawkster.
Well, we will find out at Love Hurts. You've got several weeks to train for that match, but however, you don't have very much time to train for your Superstars title defense tomorrow, and it's a big one. This is not going to be an easy one as you take on RAWF Hall of Famer, and I do believe one of the first, if not the first person to ever hold that belt several years ago, and has held it on a couple of other occasions, and that being the Paragon of Greatness. Talk to me about facing Paragon tomorrow.
Yeah, no pressure, eh? Well, I mean, what's there to be said? Paragon is an immensely talented individual, someone who you look at the guy and, well, you think all power, but he's got everything else in spades. Speed, charisma, he's the dictionary definition of a total package. And to say that I am going to have to put my all into this to walk away with a Superstars Championship is nothing short of an understatement. Do I think I'll be able to do it? I won't say I'm uncertain. I'll do what I can, and, well, yeah, confidence. Yes, I will.
All right. Well, it will be. It's a huge match. You are in the main event of tomorrow's Superstars, defending that Superstars title against one of the giants of RAWF in the Paragon of Greatness. Good luck to you. All right, let's talk about Larry now. So, you know, for a while now, I've kind of watched Larry. You know, before he signed with RAWF, he's certainly an interesting person. Is Larry Wrestling, formerly Larry Lovegood, which I thought was actually a really cool name. Larry Wrestling just doesn't roll off the tongue like Larry Lovegood, but that's just my opinion, and you know, I'm sure he has his own. With that being said, though, I mean, how well did you know him before he joined RAWF, and do you trust him that you're going through all this training, and what do you think the benefit to aligning yourself with Larry Wrestling is?
Well, I would say that I've known, first of all, I've known Larry decently well. He and I have been in multiple other companies before he arrived here in RAWF. And he is an eccentric, to be sure. Definitely an eccentric. But I think it's that eccentricity and that unpredictability that can sort of, I guess that's sort of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that can make me a bit less easy to gauge. And if Larry's able to draw that out of me, then all the better, I think. He himself is quite the talented person coming in. And as he says, like it or not, I know he's been rubbing people the wrong way with this, but he'll tell you, I'll tell you, he is technically undefeated, and technically is the best kind of correct. So it's up from here, I think, using what Larry is going to teach me and what I will teach Larry. It's a mutual benefit for the both of us. And when it comes to Love Hurts, we will surely see that in full effect.
All right. Well, yeah, it certainly is an interesting situation. We'll have to keep an eye on that. El Vacant, you're a little bit more in touch with the indies than I might be. Talk to me about Larry Wrestling and his ability in the ring. How good is he in the ring?
I mean, honestly, there's not that much to say. He's kind of new to the business. He's hasn't really done that much out there. He's made, and I don't necessarily mean this in an offensive way. It's just, you know, hey, this is a business where, you know, Mike Hawk counts, and he's made much more of a splash with a microphone than he has with, you know, his ring skills, in my opinion. Now, that being said, he's no slouch in the ring. I mean, obviously, you know, he's taking on a name, you know, Larry Wrestling, you know, as the kind of the whole, because, you know, a lot of his indie fans would chant that at him when he was wrestling, because he's a, you know, a bit of a, how you say, a technician, right? You know, so he's good. He's good in the ring. You know, I'll be interested to see how he measures up against, you know, actual superstars if and when he faces one.
All right. Well, Marcus, I wish you good luck tomorrow against the Paragon of Greatness. I wish you good luck against a Hawkster, going your second opportunity at him for that FUBAR City Championship. We can, if you come by next week or the week after, we can talk more about that matchup. But I have a feeling you need to go get ready for Paragon.
Yeah, don't suppose, just as a favor to good Larry Howe, I don't suppose we could do a little wheel spin for him to see who he faces, since my opponent is already set in stone.
I can do that. I certainly can do that. Let's spin the wheel for good old Larry Wrestling. Here we go. So, El Vacant, what is it you were saying? You want to see him against an actual RAWF, a top-notch RAWF superstar tomorrow?
I wanted to face someone who actually, you know, has some skin in the game, you know?
Well, would the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, meet with your approval as an opponent for Larry Wrestling tomorrow?
Yes, I think that would be a pretty good stepping stone. If he can beat Cougar, he has earned some right to run his mouth.
Well, right? I agree.
I mean, how many times has Estrogen champion? Like 800?
800, something like that. She certainly has been one of the most noteworthy champions as far as the Estrogen title goes, and she is an RAWF Hall of Famer.
Yeah, see, like that is a win he could crow about. In fact, frankly, that is a win he should crow about.
And I guarantee you that he will crow about it.
Oh, no doubt, right? I mean, he's crowing about a win over, you know, some doctor that came out of the back after he thought he's bandaging someone. So, I mean, if he beats Cougar, God, we'll never hear the end of it.
So there you go. That is Larry Wrestling's opponent tomorrow on Superstars. He takes on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. All right. Anything else, Marcus?
Well, I'd love to stay in chat, but I have to finish defrosting myself.
Okay.
I know he said defrosting, but for a second I thought he said defrosting, and I was really confused.
Listen, we're not getting into that. I've already heard enough with the endurance comments. We're not getting into this as well.
I left that alone, for the record.
Well, Marcus, go get yourself defrosted before tomorrow's big match, and good luck to you against the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Well, El Vacant, I mentioned earlier, there have been several new talents signed with RAWF this past week. Andy Price signed with RAWF, as did Chris Hero, Larry Wrestling, and Toxic Megatron Avenger all signed with RAWF. There's also been a couple of returnees coming back to action after long absences. AF James, formerly known as Alistair Fiend, has been medically cleared to get back into the ring. And then somebody else has shown up. And she's here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, she's back. Jerrica.
Hello, LA.
Hello, Jerrica. How have you been?
I really like your music. You need to stick around because I like your song. I want to hear it more.
Not many people want to hear that song.
I love that song.
So, how are you, LA?
I'm doing good, Paige. You pop in, then you pop out, and we don't hear from you for a while, and then all of a sudden you turn up, and then it's like Christmas all over again. So what's new, and what are you doing back?
Well, like the song says, it's my time. It's go time.
Everybody will don't give a fuck time. I know what the song is.
But see, that's my attitude this time around, LA. I don't give a fuck. You beat me. You don't.
Huh.
You don't like me? Take your ass to the ring and I'll beat your ass. because I don't care. But I do have something to say about the match that was spun just a few moments ago. He ain't going to crow about that match. He's going to be eating crow. Just saying.
You talking about Larry Wrestling taking on the Cougar tomorrow?
Damn right.
Is that because you're pro-Cougar or you're anti-Larry?
I'm pro-Cougar.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Think about there are four people that scare me. Five, but one's retired, so he don't really count. And Cougar happens to be one of those four. Her claws are longer than mine. And I'd like to stay away from her.
Let's just say I felt the power of both of you, your claws, and you. I have to agree. Cougars are long. That's not what I meant.
Sure, Ellie. Didn't you miss me?
I did miss you. I always miss you when you're gone. But, so, with that being said, you always have something. Something's always going on in that mind of yours. You got some sort of plan, some sort of idea of what you want to do. And I can almost see it in those eyes. What's going on? What's on your mind right now?
I need a match tomorrow, Ellie.
You need a match tomorrow.
No. Don't go up in the life insurance. Don't go call in the fire department. I don't need that.
You don't need a gauntlet. I don't need to find six opponents for you, right? Just one. One person?
Just one.
Okay.
Just
who are you, and what did you do with Jerrica?
You mean, what did I do with Paige? I locked her up per the agreement I had with L.A.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, no, okay. Yeah, I see.
It's one of the two good things Maestro has ever done. Between that and injuring the Teflon Sheik, those are the two things good that the Maestro has ever done.
She's locked up for now. That doesn't mean she's locked up forever.
Huh. But at any rate, all right. Well, you know what we do when we have to find you an opponent, opponent.
I have one in mind if she will agree. But what I need is a old-fashioned, traditional street fight. No fires, no electric cages. No special anything, old-fashioned, traditional, straight-up street fight.
Just a little trip to Fubar City.
So a trip to Fubar City is what you want.
Bingo.
All right.
Because that's what my eye's on.
And who is the opponent? Who is the opponent you are so wanting to share the ring with?
Well, I mean, Person and I are very close. We've had several matches, but I want Cy in the ring. I want Sibili. I mean, what better way to bring the house down than two fiery redheads with weapons?
You can wipe the drool off your mouth right now, Awaken. I saw that.
Hold on. Wait, give me one more moment. I'm good.
All right. If that's what you want, as long as Sai messages me and says she agrees to the match, that is what will happen tomorrow on Superstars, a Fubar City street fight between you and Sai.
Well, she is. I'm waiting for her response.
Okay, I see her. She is in the chat. She raised an eyebrow. That's not exactly acceptance, so I have to wait till she...
I think we're just worried that everybody's just going to be drooling and we're going to need drool buckets, but hey.
All right. Well, as long as she accepts, that will be on for tomorrow. If not, it'll just be a regular match because the two of you will face off in a regular match unless she agrees to the FUBAR City. All right, there you go. There you go.
Wait. I have to say a special hi because since, you know, I'm back to be a thorn in his side. Hello, Razor.
You were saying?
Yeah, I told you, Razor. I tried to warn you as best I could.
He did throughout here. Heard it.
So, have fun, Razor.
You know I will.
All right. Well, Pagers, Jerrica, you have your match tomorrow. It is you versus Sai, FUBAR City Street Fight. And, you say it's going to be a straight up, no fire, no nothing like that. That's fine. But, you know, FUBAR City Street Fight, anything goes. So, you know, I always have to put my insurance out, even when you're in regular matches. So it really doesn't matter at this point.
Come on, LA. I haven't maimed that many people. Morgan retired before I could maim him, so that doesn't count. But I haven't maimed that many people. Not that horrible.
All right, Paige. Or Jerrica. It's my fault. I wrote Paige down on the stupid thing. Hold on. Jerrica.
You're the one that made the deal. You can't...
It wasn't me, technically. Well, okay, it was me, but it... Well, you know what I'm saying. Maestro. Yeah, fine. There you go. All right, Jerrica, stick around. We'll, if you can. If not, we will talk to you again soon. Good luck to you tomorrow against Sai.
Thank you.
She's back, all vacant.
Back again.
All right, next up, let's bring on our reigning Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet champion, because he now will be competing for a title he has never held in RAWF, At Love Hurts. There it is. No, that ain't it. There we go. Joining us now. Good evening, Griffith.
Yes, I guess it is. Got it. We have a return of old friends, a whole new little host of people entering the company. It's a good night. Yeah.
It is. It certainly has been. Return of a few
old
friends. And I
beat the Talentless Hack. Let's not forget that part.
This is true. You defeated The Undertaker to get you to cement your spot in the Triple Crown Championship at Love Hurts. So it's a chance for you to add to your already extravagant trophy case to go after the Triple Crown Championship at Love Hurts. But there will be two ladies standing across from you in that ring. One you're familiar with in Wildfire, a little bit of history there. And then Miss Beauté Fatale, the other. Talk to me about what you think you're going to expect at Love Hurts.
Oh, I don't really care.
Huh?
What? I've been very clear. I have one thing on my plate, one person in my sights. This is a match, and it's between me and there. So I'm going to go in, and I'm going to fight to win like I've been doing, you know, nonstop. But, you know, I mentioned it in my interview before this match last week. I don't really care about this title. And you know, I don't mean it as in, you know, to be disrespectful to the title. It's just I have my mind set on something. I have a person that I need to, you know, have a chat with, we'll say, in that ring. And, you know, he's been ducking me. And, let's before I say that, let me just make sure I wouldn't want to think. Hey, L.A., last
yes.
week, I believe I issued a challenge. I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything?
Not a word.
All right. So I guess we'll assume that was a by default no for this week. I think that's safe to say, yes. Correct? Anyone in the audience land? Do we silence is a no, right?
Yeah.
We don't take silence as a yes. We all learned that in sex ed class, right? Okay.
Yes.
So now, that being the case, I'm going to officially once again challenge our cowardly world champion to a match next week. He's got a whole week to reply. So once again, simply the best at hiding. This is for you. I'm going to spell it out in a small little word so you'll understand. Me, Griffith, challenge you, Chump, for world title next week. Find some balls and at least have the ability to answer as opposed to hiding like you've been doing. You ponce. Your delusions of adequacy show no bounds, sir. Now, that being said, we have established this. As I was saying, and digressed a little, I wasn't about to let a talentless hack, a man who has stolen everything about his career from a legend, a phenom in this industry, he has stolen everything he can from that man in trying to make a name for himself on the back of others. I wasn't going to let that man get himself into a spotlight in the greatest company this industry has ever seen. I wasn't going to let that happen. So I had to make an example of him, and I did so. By doing so, I put myself into a title match for a title, which, as you said, I have never held. And, you know, it would be nice to add it to my collection. I kind of have an empty spot on my REWF wall. Like, there's a spot, like because I, you know, obviously I have a spot for every title I'm eligible for. You know, and most of them are full. But that one's still empty. So it would be nice to fill that. But, you know, am I, like, gung-ho to be like, oh, my God, I have to go in there and, you know, slap Wildfire around and take her title to prove a point? No. Wildfire hasn't done anything to me. She's one of the ones that have been smart enough to not run their mouth so they don't get slapped in it. You know, look, am I going to go in and fight that match to the best of my ability and probably means I'm going to walk out with another strap? Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Giganto over here, earlier, you know, made a very good point that it doesn't matter who you are. Like, at this point, like, I am out here proving a point that, you know, our so-called world champion is a paper champion at best. I am still the face of this company, and I will remain so until someone can stop me. And so far, none of you have done it.
All right. Well, I mean, if STB accepts your challenge, which I find is highly unlikely, but then, you know, you persistence can be bows, wear him down with persistence. We will find out. But as of right now, you do not have a match with him tomorrow for the world title or next week.
No, I don't. And, but funny you say that because, you know, you know how I am. You know, you know me, right? I'm a glass half full kind of guy. So, you know, where some people see, you know, a door closing, I see a window opening, and I'm going to go through that window. You know, because here's the thing. You know, and he's not here tonight to talk about it, so, you know, maybe I'll pitch it for him. You know, there's this thing going on called the Glitchies, right? It's an industry-level award thing, and you know, and people are putting in their nominations. And actually, the nominations are now closed as of, I believe, yesterday. It was interesting because, so, I was watching that the recommendations people made, and I'll be honest, I was pretty honored. A lot of people, you know, named me for a lot of interesting things, and I honestly did not expect that. So, you know, for those of you who voted for me, for the most part, thank you. I appreciate that. It's well taken. You know, I work hard, and I'm glad that people understand that and see that and appreciate it. But, you know, there's one person who apparently doesn't see it, or if he does see it, doesn't appreciate it, because one person who's sitting out there tonight voted for me as the most overrated wrestler. Overrated? I'm not sure how you can be overrated when you're the single most decorated champion in the biggest and best company in the known world. But apparently I'm overrated. So I'm gonna invite the person who said that in to say it to my face. Because he's right there. Mark Caliber, why don't you come in here and call me overrated to my face?
Well, I can see if Mark comes on.
Well, I see you walking down a dead-end street like a black cat following a limousine. A brand new problem every time we meet, but the same old reason that the grass ain't green. So self-entitled and your talk is cheap. Leave a path of destruction every time you speak. You burn your bridges, but I just won't leave, cause I can't help caring about a friend in need. You drag me down to a hole so deep, I'm crawling out of my hands and knees.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
So, Marcus, before Griff, let me, Marcus, I got a question for you. Did you actually nominate the Immortal Griffith as the most overrated wrestler for the Glitchy Rewards?
I'm not going to lie to you. I did.
Would you like to explain that reasoning?
Tell you the truth, I was in a hurry, so I was just making a quick guess.
So you were in a hurry and you did what? I see. Well, apparently it was noticed by Griffith, and so anything you have to say to Griffith about it?
Well, LA, I'm not going to lie. I mean, Griffith Davian, he's done a lot for REWF. He's done a lot for Wrestling Outside the World, that's for sure. Like I said, it was basically like a guess. I was in a hurry. I will admit something. There was something that I did have, that a bit of a feeling that I had inside that I didn't really want to keep in. But being the person that I am, I would rather not talk about someone behind their back. So, Griff, are you still here?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Something that I did want to say. I mean, sure, you may be on top in the RAWF world. But there will come a time where you may come crashing down. And I do personally feel, like not a lot, but a little bit, that maybe you've been on top of the mountain for far too long.
Wow. I give you kudos for having the guts to say that to his face. Griff, any response to that?
I'd have respected you more if you just came in here and said, yeah, Griff, I think you're a fucking ponce, and I think you're overrated. But you backpedaled. But that's fine. I would, too, if I were you. But here's the thing. I've been making a point, and I've said it over and over. You run your mouth, you get slapped in it, and you ran your mouth. So here we go. Here's what we're going to do. Tomorrow, you and me, in that ring, and we settle this like men. No little post on some awards ceremony, no little titter-tatter locker room bullshit. Two men in the ring settling their bullshit. If I win, you apologize in the middle of that ring. But I'm a generous man. You've been trying to get me into your company for quite some time. If you win, I'll join. Not only will I join, for 3 months, I'll be your hired muscle.
Wow.
Wow.
Those are mighty tough negotiations there. Well, to tell you the truth, I never really expected you. You have a mind of your own, man. It's entirely up to you. So you know what? You want to face me in that ring tomorrow? Just like in the, just like my theme song, Talk is Cheap. So you want to settle this in the ring like men? I'd be more than happy to oblige. But I do hope that you are prepared for what I have in store for you.
Point out one time I haven't been.
All right. Well, the ante has been upped, and those and Mark Caliber and the Immortal Griffith will face off tomorrow on Superstars in a special challenge match. If Griffith wins, Mark Caliber has to apologize publicly to him. And if Mark Caliber wins, the Immortal Griffith will join Commonwealth Wrestling and for at least 3 months be his hired muscle. Wow. That's some high stakes. I like it. Gentlemen, good luck to both of you tomorrow. All right. Anything else to cover, Griff?
I think that covers quite nicely. Although, I do just say, look, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, because my hair would have grown back that quickly, but you're mortal. I don't know what you're using for hair products, but that came in really nice.
Thank you.
Like, your hair might actually look better.
That's what I said.
Like, it's a little shinier. It's like,
see, Elvika, you could learn to say things like this from time to time on the show. I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess I could. I'm not going to, but I could.
All right. Thank you, Griff, very, very much. Mark, I don't know if you were expecting to come on and talk about what you did. Was there anything you did want to talk about?
Yeah, the message that I heard from Denzel, it bring up a lot of vibes from what happened between me and Paragon. Like there were times when me as Joker, I tried to bring out the monster within Paragon, and I know I've brought this up so many times, but it seems Denzel is more than willing to take on that path that Paragon refused to take. I'm not sure if it is going to benefit him. If it does, okay, cool. But you know, you gotta be careful, man. I mean, I've taken down that road before, and trust me, it is not good.
All right, some advice for Denzel from Mark Caliber. And yeah, you've had your own issues in the past, Mark, so I suppose you'd be a quote-unquote expert on going down the wrong path. But all of a sudden, you've got your own worries, own things to worry about, especially tomorrow on Superstars. And I wish you good luck against the Immortal Griffith. However, I mean, if you are to win that match, Immortal Griffith will join Commonwealth Wrestling, which I would think would be a boon to that company. Just my personal opinion, from what I know of how he's been a boon to RAWF.
Possible.
So,
very possible.
All right. So, Mark, thank you for joining us. And stick around. We might talk a little bit more here in just a little bit. But I think it's time for a song break, El Vacant. It got a little heated in here. It got a little tense. We need something to calm us down. So after a message from our sponsor, we will then play a song or two. All right? Sound good?
Yes. I think. Hey, do you want anything from the truck? I'm going to go down and check on them while we're on break.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. What's good? What's good today, do you think?
Well, we fixed the fire so they don't freeze in this god-awful weather. So, really, anything. I hope we get us a couple of Chalupas of Greatness. I know those are always pretty good.
All right. Hold the pickles.
Those are actually only on request these days because so many people, like, kind of think it's weird that they go in there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, El Vacant's going down to the truck, and I'll play us a couple of tunes. This is RAWF. After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
He gets all thanks and that ain't right. He's the unsung hero of the job site.
Hello, Lord Abadamish. Welcome. Tonight on the job site, where I, Hobo Ezekiel, go outside the studio to find out who has the begonias to be RAWF's newest breakout star. Last week, I interviewed the Dirty Gymnast with some dirty moves to boot. But Hobo is having a mad set of whatchamacallit, some bitches. The only thing I need to get me a locker room in the Superstars Rooster, you may have our skins? No way, no how, is what I say. Because to be seen as a truly mean fighting machine, you gotta convince the fans that you can walk the walk and talk the talk as the next big thing to hit the ranking since El Vacant's Chalupa. What do you mean that sounded wrong, Bob? Anyways, I'm here with Little Donnie, who had a match today on Jackson Street and Walker Avenue with Too Tall McGrew, which at one point had to be broken up by the referees. Little Donnie, tell Bob Hill and the listeners what you think about the job site for the new generation of potential RAWF rookers.
I'm not scared of nobody. Anybody want some? Come get you some. So I'm not scared of Lavi or Thranthrax or Fireball. They're just another person. If I want some, come get Little Donnie.
Now that is a man ready to take on every single one of yens in the back. Better watch yourselves. I think Little Donnie means business. So Donnie, tell us what makes you one bad apple in that ring.
And after the match is over with?
I was expecting a catchphrase or something like,
after the match is over with?
Sure thing, old yeller. I'm your man because I just used a can. Something like,
after the match is over with, Little Donnie's hand's going to be raised.
So Little Donnie, how would you describe your training to become the next
good?
tell the listeners what your diet is like.
It's good.
Note to self, hide all the vending machines. How would you describe to LA your bladder control?
Not good.
I know! Doesn't that just bug you? God damn! Okay, Lima's Shaughnessy wants to know how your game is with the ladies.
It's real good.
Liam, some of your questions is too hard for me to ask. You's gotta keep it simpler, my fire, my cated. Your ability to follow directions.
Good. Not really too good. I do some nights I do good, some nights I don't do good. I just keep on working hard. Now, if everybody's got a dream, you got to work hard to be a professional wrestler. And that's why how I become a professional wrestler. I worked hard every day and learned how to listen to people and learn how to listen to everybody and learn how to come up and listen to people.
Little Donnie, you ain't listening to me right now.
Yes.
That was what I was fishing for. Nice job, little donkey. Donnie. Sorry about that. This is Hobo Ezekiel from the job site saying whoever smelt it, it was probably Subwayla who dealt it.
It's real good.
Let me come.
And we're back. This is RAWF After Hours on the back on the RAWF Radio Network. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And
oh, hi.
Absolutely. So next up, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk to our Midnight Hobo Champion. You need a minute to prepare the knee.
Sorry, what?
You need a minute to prepare your knee.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Wait. All right, I'm good.
All right, because ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare, the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion, is here. Good evening, Maeve.
Foncha, boss man. Hello, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how
are
you?
So, El Vacant, I bet you forgot something this week.
What did I forget?
I bet you forgot. Did anything special happen this week?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, I did not forget. I was going to
wait for
the fit. No.
Yeah. Oh, you really? Okay. Well, then
the
I suppose
here,
we should.
Have a nice seat right here.
I'm afraid.
No, it's
Bossman.
You're fine.
Bossman looks like he's scheming something.
No. Not at all. I don't think. Maybe.
You know, though, I have to agree with English. Your hair is looking awful shiny today.
Why, thank you. I told you.
It looks like it's got more volume to it. Maybe it's one of those things where, like, you have to trim off your split ends. So maybe it's just growing back healthier now.
Well, thank you, Maeve. Thank you very much. See, Elakin, that's how you do it. Everyone fawning over my hair? That's the way I'm feeling so awesome. But I'd be remiss, even though it's a little late, if I didn't play this for you, Maeve.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to Maeve. Happy birthday, Maeve.
You're awful sweet, boss man. I knew you were scheming something.
Oh, what are you doing, vacant? Who? You just.
All right, are you ready? Okay, and there's more. All right, bring it in. Come on.
Oh wow.
What on earth?
That's a big green birthday cake with a single candle on it. Okay, that's nice.
Right, she gets one candle because she's number one in my heart.
See, Bacon knows which side his bread's buttered on.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you. Just put it down. No, back in the closet with you. Go.
Put him back in the closet. Put your nephew in the closet. Okay. Well, that's nice. The cake.
And
huge
I got
cake.
Her birthday present. Hold on, wait.
You got her birthday present.
Yes, see. Here you go.
Should I open this in public?
Yes, see.
All right. Avert your eyes, boss man. God only knows what he's got in me.
No kidding. I'll just let me know when it's safe to look.
It's safe.
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
Where did you find a plushy potato?
I have my ways. That way, wherever you are, you can look at it and hug it and feel like you're home.
Oh, it's a potato. My gosh, it looked like something totally different. I'm going, okay.
What did you
think
it was, boss man?
Never mind. So, Maeve, wow.
I do purely love potatoes, so thank you, Bacon.
It's true, you do. You have expressed your love for the potato many a time.
I do really, truly love potatoes, and this is adorable. I will take it with me whenever I'm on the road. Thank you.
Wow. Well, happy birthday to you, Maeve, and I hope you had a good one. But it's time to talk business now, I'm afraid.
Wait, there's another part. You haven't squeezed it yet. Squeeze it.
Wait, what? A squeeze? Okay. You do it again, I'm throwing the lad at you.
No.
I take it back. This is the worst gift ever.
No, because now he's the lad, right? We figured out who the lad is. It's the potato.
Have to think of a name for him. I tell you what, will you let your nephew out of the closet long enough to let him wheel the cake out so that everyone else in the green room can have some cake? Because there's no way I can eat all that myself.
Fine. Oi. Come there. See. Si.
All right.
You heard it. We'll serve
the
cake.
So everyone out there is welcome to help themselves to some birthday cake.
There you go. All right, so let's talk some business now. Talking about business, as we now know, at Love Hurts, you'll be defending the Midnight Hobo Championship against your former tag team partner, former acquaintance, Luke Cage, the power player. And so what are your thoughts on, now that you know that it will be him, what are your thoughts on having to face Luke here in just a few weeks' time for the Midnight Hobo Championship?
I think I'm going to have to go on to a new workout regimen in the meantime.
Well,
have you seen the size of him?
He's big. He's strong. There's no doubt about it. And he's one tough hombre. He's proven that many, many times in his RAWF career. It's been a while since you teamed with him, so we can't really say you know him back and forth because, you know, I'm sure he's changed a bit since those times. But
I mean, we've both changed. We've both come a long way. Neither of us fights the way we did when we were teaming together. So I'm going to have to do my homework. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to necessarily say it's my toughest challenge, but it's certainly not my easiest one neither.
Well, I tell you what, for some perspective for you, let's hear from Luke. He made a statement earlier today.
All right, let's hear what he's got to say then.
Via Vokaroo.com.
This here what you call domination. It's the combination of skill and concentration. To rise to the occasion, do something amazing. Because anything that I do, I dominate it. This here what you call domination.
anything that I do, I dominate it.
I'm stronger, go harder, I'm a monster, I conquer.
Let me start off by saying that I got nothing but respect for Dr. Kent. I mean, let's face it, Mr. Personality, he ain't. But he's as fundamentally sound as any wrestler in the locker room. And there's a damn good reason why he went undefeated in this rankings period. But even his PhD wasn't enough to beat Luke's DYFE. Do you feel me? Which means that once again, Luke is in a match for RAWF gold. But this championship match is different than most for me. And it ain't because it's the Midnight Hobo Championship. Because Luke has held that strap before. No, this one is different because I've got history with the champion. You see, Luke's gone through a lot of changes in his RAWF career. And some of those changes weren't always for the best. But I always walked away a little bit smarter. And I'm grateful to the fans for sticking with me through all my ups and downs. And during one of my high points, once upon a time, there was a tag team called the Bronx Irish Connection. And that was Luke and the Midnight Hobo champion, Mave O'Hare. Both of us still kind of green at the time, trying to find our footing in RAWF. And now two former partners are going to clash for the Midnight Hobo Championship at Love Hurts. And that's ironic for several reasons. Because if somebody goes back and checks those archives, you're going to find that at a Love Hurts event a few years back, Mave and I, in fact, did meet in a match. So it's almost poetic justice that Mave and I meet again at Love Hurts 2022. And yeah, this match is going to be a little awkward because on the one hand, I'm happy and grateful to have any opportunity to hold an RAWF championship. But on the other hand, yeah, the other hand. But anyway, I wish the champion luck. Maybe Luke's the one to beat her championship streak, and maybe he's not. But I guess we're all just going to have to see what happens. But I got a feeling that no matter what happens, it's going to hurt.
There will be no stopping. It's when you go harder than somebody, man. Yeah. This right here is domination. This here what you call domination. It's a
Those words from the challenger, the power player Luke Cage, Mave. Well, I mean, he wasn't too overconfident. He does know that they're, you know, but, you know, your thoughts on what he said to say.
Honestly, that's were a lot nicer than I expected him to be. It's not always been the smoothest sailing between us. But I can't really disagree with nothing he said. When the Bronx Irish Connection were a thing, we were both younger. We were both greener. We've gone a very different direction since then. But I wouldn't say that I didn't take nothing good away from that experience. I learned a lot from it. And yeah, I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Just not too good. I am kind of partial to this belt. I'm not nearly where I'd like to be with it, thanks to certain people who shall remain nameless. But, you know, the only way to get there is to get through Love Hurts. So, as much luck as I wish Luke, I wish myself just a bit more.
All right. Well, it is going to be a huge match for that Midnight Hobo Championship at Love Hurts, to be sure. But we do have to deal with tomorrow. Would you like to take a very special birthday spin of the wheel?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you. You've got Denzel the Giant on your plate tomorrow on Superstars.
That's not what I asked for my birthday.
Did you blow the candle out?
I didn't know I needed to blow things to get me matches around here.
Good luck against Denzel tomorrow, Maeve, and once again, happy birthday.
Thank you, Bossman, and thank you very much, Vacant, for me potato and me cake. You're awful sweet.
I try.
All right, it is now time to talk to Mr. RAWF himself. Let's see if he's around, shall we?
Crossed every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy. So strike me down, take me away, debt to do, it's time to pay. Pays what I deserve, here comes yesterday. I won't rather give this mine, till I'm denied all my crime. Pays what I deserve, here comes yesterday.
Good evening, Judge.
What's up, Amadeus?
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing, Elvis?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you? Doing okay?
Good. Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And I want to say happy birthday to the lovely Maeve there. Late birthday. You know, and it's just good to see that Jericho isn't the only one that comes around RAWF to blow things.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Suppose a matchup to get in one. So go ahead. Now go ahead, Amadeus. Let's just see what you got going on. How are you doing, Amadeus?
I'm fine, Judge. I'm fine. But you know, I mean, stir things up. How are things going in Hatfield and McCoy, sir? Anything to report there?
Yes, we have got the tournament started, and you know there was a little incident that a couple people didn't get in because of my contracts wasn't completely signed. So they're now on my desk. They're going to be put in next month's tournament. They'll get a first round bye next tournament.
Okay, that's fine. And that kind of thing happens. It happens all the time. No big deal. All right. So Judge, what else you got going? I mean, you know, since being eliminated from the candy cane on a pole battle world. By the way, Denzel won that match. Would you like to congratulate Denzel on winning the candy cane on a pole battle world?
Not really.
Okay, moving along. What's new with you?
Congratulations, Denzel. You won a historical match, and now you're going to be solidified yourself into the halls of greatness now.
All right, there you go. So, with that being said, what's next for Judgment? What's going on in your head? I mentioned how Jericho's always got the wheels turning, but your wheels usually go 200 miles an hour. So, what's going on with you, Judge?
Well, first thing I got to do, I got to take care of a little situation that's been happening. Fishboy, you know, I've been the one that's making your matches, and you know. Fishboy, I know that you was the one who set this little thing up at the pay-per-view to where you would get me first and to wear me out and to wear me down and to hurt me and injure me like you did. So when I went into my historical battle royal that I wasn't going to be able to 100%. So you know what, Fishboy, that's fine. I got some plans for you, starting with this upcoming pay-per-view where you'll be facing your brother. And that's not where it's going to end. You got a couple other people that I got in store for you to face at the next pay-per-views. And then if you can make it a few more, I've got a big surprise for you coming up here later on in the year.
Oh, wait a minute. So, Judge, let me...
You will pay for this.
So, yes, you're
setting him up. I have my fish boy for it. Yeah, he's the one that caused me to lose my Kenny King on a pole match. He's the one that wore me down to where I couldn't get. He's the one who injured my back. My back was hurt. I wasn't 100%.
Okay, well, fine. I'm curious, though. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, obviously he gets the advantage of having defense, but what, Knox can only use one armed. Why wouldn't you give Knox better, more of an advantage if you wanted to get back at Killa? Is there something I'm missing?
I'm setting him up. I'm playing little fish mind games with him.
Little fish mind games? What does that even mean?
It is what it means. It is what it is. It's fish mind games. He's going to see basically exactly what's going to happen. It's going to get. This is just stepping stones. It's little stepping stones. It's going to get harder for him.
Okay.
I can just hope he can make it on down to down a couple more months because I got a big surprise coming up. But I don't want to spoil that right now. I want to save it. Back. I want to savor it.
All right. Fair enough. Judge, would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
That wheel's dangerous. That wheel, I don't understand that wheel. That wheel has got a mind of its own. Why don't I spin it backwards?
You want to spin it backwards?
Spin it backwards.
You want to spin it backwards. Okay. You can try spinning it backwards if that's really what you want to do.
It won't work. All right, here we go. Let me see.
Is that what you want to do? Okay.
No, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It won't roll. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you definitely should have spun it forwards.
Who did I get?
Tomorrow you face Joe Boo, the guy who eliminated you from the candy cane on a pole battle royal.
For reals. You know, I had to say Joe Boo. I was pulling for Joe Boo to win it. I was hoping he would have won it, but you know, he's our fighter. So this is my goodness, gonna be my revenge. It's gonna be my payback to take him out.
Well, there you go. You could possibly do that. That would be a thing. So,
what's a thing? I know what a thing. A thing is a thing. But now let me ask you a question on this.
Okay.
This upcoming pay per view we got.
Uh-huh.
Love Hurts.
Uh huh.
Where's it at?
Where is it at? It's in Las Vegas. Let me make sure I'm right. No, it's not. Where did I end up setting it? Hold on a second. That was last year.
We knew it was probably Anchorage.
No, it's not Anchorage.
That's what I was getting at. Vegas. We've got somewhere cold.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Indianapolis. It's in Indianapolis.
Cold.
Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. That's not that cold. No colder than
here.
So what? Huh? Yeah.
No colder than here.
No colder than here.
Cold here.
So you, why did you ask, Judge?
I was just asking because I just wanted to. I totally forgot what I was going to say. That's why I'm asking. I had it in my mind what I was going to, I had it right here if I was going to say, and it just like totally slipped me out. I swallowed and I lost it.
Thanks for letting us know.
You're welcome, boss. Anytime. I just totally forgot. I can't remember what I was going to say. Why even I asked that question.
That's all right. That's all right. So, Judge, you take on Joe Boo tomorrow. Good luck with that. Maeve, Marcus, and Mark all know who they're facing tomorrow, as does Griff and Jerrica. Oh, Razor. Razor, would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Here we go. You will take on Kane the Governor tomorrow here in Oklahoma City. Good luck to you on that one, Razor. Kane the Governor, the reigning multimedia champion as of right now. So good test for you, I think.
Should be enjoyable.
All right. With that being said, we got about 6 minutes left. I'll go down the pike. We'll get our promotions out of the way, and I will start with Maeve. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I'd like to promote this delicious cake that Vacant made for me. And I'd also like to promote No Mercy Wrestling, where I do some GM work. And I've got you and several other people from RAWF over there. And if anyone else is interested in coming over to a company that's not quite at the level of RAWF, but we're getting there, just give me a holler.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Jerrica, anything you'd like to promote tonight if you're still here?
Me leave my first night back? Come on, LA, are you crazy? I do have to say, I've got to say it just because I can. That is the calmest I've ever seen Griff handle something in that with that kind of, that shocked me. Anyway, Foo Bar Championship, I'm coming for it. Be warned.
Uh-oh. Laying down the
That's kind of a gentler grip. That's
Okay. Next up, Mark Caliber. Anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yes. Firstly, since you guys were talking about how cold it is, believe it or not, where I come from, it's actually like minus 16 degrees Celsius. So imagine that in Fahrenheit.
That sounds horrible.
And I know it is. Well, I'm used to it. I mean, I spent so much time in graveyards lately. But anyway, also I like to promote Commonwealth Wrestling, as we talked about earlier. Our next pay-per-view will be January 23rd. It is the Summit pay-per-view. We have some matches on hand, which, by the way, I want to say a personal thank you to Lord of Man for allowing me high voltage match for one of the matches. Thank you very much, LA.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Mark. Marcus Conan, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
A couple things. First of all, Jerker, hopefully I'll be the one you take on. For Fubar City down the line, that'd be quite nice. And secondly, all right, okay, still my ass. Whilst that giggling's going on, I would also like to promote what will soon to be, inevitably, Larry Wrestling's third victory tomorrow, extending his undefeated streak. And also on that show, of course, my defense of my Superstars Championship against the Purple Menace himself, the Paragon of Greatness.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. We've got 2.5 minutes. L Vacant, quickly, anything to promote tonight?
Still looking for suggestions for a new menu item for the next pay-per-view. So far, people have been actually strangely silent about it. Usually I get some pretty good ideas. So, again, if you have any ideas about what would be a really good, you know, limited time offer for Love Hurts, get at your boy.
All right. Thank you, L Vacant. Maeve, anything to promote tonight real quick? Already did, Maeve.
You already asked me, boss man.
Did I do Razor? Razor?
I just want to promote the Powerball tournament. There's, like you said, there's 21 people in it. It'd be interesting to see who comes out on top.
All right. Judge, anything?
No.
Thanks. And with 90 seconds left, last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
I'd like to promote one of our newest wrestlings and upcoming stars, Larry Wrestling, the man who has managed his entire REW career to have fewer wins than I've managed to do at a single pay-per-view. The man who has the pride and the gumption to make sure you're aware of it at every given opportunity. This is a man that's going places quickly in the REWF, and I suggest you jump on board that bandwagon right now and buy his merchandise while it still has any value left whatsoever, because eventually he's going to get into that ring, the bell's going to ring, and Cougar's going to sink those claws into him, and his little two-win winning streak is going to come to a very painful and very bloody end.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. We will be back right here next week with another exciting episode of RAWF After Hours. Tune in tomorrow for Superstars. It will be live around noon p.m. Eastern. This is I am Lord Amadeus. This is L Vacant. Good night, everybody.